Is your name helping or hurting you?
Most of us never think about our names. They're just names, and they usually don't mean much. Or do they? New research has come out which suggests that our names can affect everything, from our emotional well-being to our career paths, and even how long we live. How people see you. A recent survey asked 6,000 people in the UK to rank common names for men and women in three categories: successful, lucky, and attractive. The results showed a strong preference for certain names. People called James and Elizabeth were seen as the most successful, Jack and Lucy were the luckiest, and Sophie and Ryan were the most attractive. Overall, it seems that the best name for men is James, which came near the top in all three categories. The least desirable ones were George and Anne, which ranked near the bottom in all categories. Success at school. The potential effects of your name go beyond perceptions. According to several studies, teachers give higher marks to children with attractive names. In the US, where grades are given on a scale from A, excellent, to D, poor, another study found that students with first names beginning with A or B received higher marks than students whose first names started with C or D. Names and careers. Some experts also believe that people are attracted to jobs that sound like their names. One study found that people called Dennis and Denise are more likely to become dentists. There are hairdressers called Harry, artists called Art, and even a lawyer called Sue Yu. Even if your name and job don't match, your name could affect your job prospects. A study found that American employers were more likely to consider the CVs of applicants who have normal-sounding names. Researchers also say that companies are more likely to promote people if their names sound successful. Life expectancy. It may seem incredible, but there is evidence that your name could affect how long you live. Researchers compared the death certificates of people with positive initials, such as J-O-Y or F-U-N, and people with negative ones, such as D-I-E or S-A-D. The results? People with positive initials live about 4 years longer than the average, while people with negative initials die about 3 years sooner. So, if you have an undesirable name, should you change it to a new one? Most experts say no. For most people, having a positive attitude will help more than giving yourself a new name.